The purpose of this tape is to feed your spirit God's Word. His Word is health food. It is healing medicine. And it's also preventative medicine so that you can not only be healed, but also walk in divine health. In John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, it says, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I'm going to be quoting many scriptures throughout the Bible and using a number of different translations so that the scriptures will become clearer and easier for you to understand. Then when you know that truth will make you free. I will begin in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26 from the Living Bible. God said, "If you will listen to the voice of the Lord your God and obey it and do what is right, then I will not make you," or the original Hebrew says, "allow you to suffer the diseases I allowed on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." The New English Bible says, "I, the Lord, am your healer." The Sporel translation says, "I am Jehovah, your physician." The Basic English translation says, "I am the Lord, your life giver." Young's translation says, "For I, Jehovah, am healing you." The Knox translation says, "I am the Lord, and it is health I bring you." When the Goodspeed translation talks about the diseases, it says, "For I, the Lord, make you immune to them." Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 from the New King James. "So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you." The George Lamsa translation says, "I will take sickness away from your houses." Moffat's translation says, "I will free you from disease." Knox translation says, "And keep sickness away from your company." The Basic English translation says, "I will take all disease away from among you." Verse 26 from the New King James says, "No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land, and I will fulfill the number of your days." The Living Bible says, "And you will live out the full quota of the days of your life." The Goodspeed translation says, "I will bring to completion the full number of your days." The Torah, the five books of Moses, says, "I will let you enjoy the full count of your days." The New International Version says, "I will give you a full lifespan." Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, verses 12 through 15 from the Living Bible. "Because of your obedience, the Lord your God will keep his part of the contract, which in his tender love he made with your fathers. And he will love you and bless you and make you into a great nation. He will make you fertile and give fertility to your ground, to your animals, so that you will have large crops of grain, grapes and olives, and great flocks of cattle, sheep and goats when you arrive in the land he promised your fathers to give you. You will be blessed above all the nations of the earth. Not one of you, whether male or female, shall be barren, not even your cattle. And the Lord will take away all your sickness and will not let you suffer any of the diseases of Egypt." The New International Version says, "The Lord will keep you free from every disease." Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 4, verses 6 through 8, and then verse 13 from the Amplified Bible. "If you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God." I want you to notice it says blessings are going to come on you and overtake you. Since healing is one of God's blessings, then I'm going to read that verse this way. "And healing shall come on you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed or healed shall you be in the city. Blessed or healed shall you be in the country. Blessed or healed shall be the fruit of your body. Blessed or healed shall you be when you come in, that's to your own home, and blessed or healed shall you be when you go out, that's to your job or wherever you go. The Lord shall cause your enemies, and that includes sickness and disease, that rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that you undertake. And he will bless you or heal you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. The New International Version says, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, if you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5 from the New King James. Thus says the Lord, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears, surely I will heal you. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 from the Amplified Bible. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Ezra chapter 7, verse 28 from the King James. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. Psalm chapter 23, verses 1 through 6 from the New International Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Amplified says, the Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me, I shall not lack. The Living Bible says, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. And I may add, that includes healing and health. Verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. The Living Bible says, he lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. The Basic English Translation says, he makes a resting place for me in the green fields. He is my guide by the quiet waters. Verse 3, he restores my soul. He guides me in his paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The Amplified says, he refreshes and restores my life. The New English Bible says, he renews life within me. The Living Bible says, he restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now notice this verse says you're walking through, not being defeated in, the valley of the shadow of death. Death may be all around you, casting its shadow on you, but you just keep walking in victory. You will fear no evil. That means you'll fear no sickness or disease. Why? Because God is with you. He has a rod to protect you and a staff to guide you, and that brings you comfort. The Living Bible says, even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guarding, guiding all the way. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. The Living Bible says, you provide delicious food for me in the presence of mine enemies. Now remember in Matthew chapter 15 and Mark chapter 7, Jesus called healing the children's bread. Well, that sounds like delicious food to me. Bread belongs on the table, and God has prepared that table for you right in the presence of your enemies. Sickness and disease are your enemies. So I'm going to quote this verse this way. God prepares healing and health for me right in the presence of sickness and disease. Verse 6, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Rotherham translation says, surely goodness and loving kindness will pursue me all the days of my life. The Amplified Bible reads, surely or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and His presence shall be my dwelling place. Psalm chapter 30, verse 2, from the New King James. O Lord my God, I cried out to you, and you have healed me. The Living Bible says, O my God, I pleaded with you, and you gave me my health again. The New International Version says, O Lord my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. Psalm chapter 91, verses 1 through 7, verses 10 and 11, and verses 14 through 16 from the Amplified Bible. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. The Living Bible says, we live within the shadow of the Almighty, sheltered by the God who is above all gods. Isaac Lester says, he who sits under the secret protection of the Most High shall rest under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. The Living Bible says, this I declare, that He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting Him. Verse 3, for then He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. The Living Bible says, for He rescues you from every trap and protects you from the fatal plague. The Knox translation says, it is He that rescues you from every treacherous snare, from every whisper of harm. Beck's translation says, He will keep you free from the deadly plague. The Basic English translation says, He will keep you safe from wasting disease. The R.K. Harrison translation says, He will deliver you from the deadly epidemic. The Good News translation says, He will keep you safe from all hidden dangers and from all deadly disease. Verse 4, then He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and His faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. The R.K. Harrison translation says, He will safeguard you with His strength, and you will find shelter within His protecting power. The Living Bible says, His faithful promises are your armor. Verses 5 and 6, you shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. The Basic English translation says, you will have no fear of the evil things of the night, nor of the disease which takes men in the dark. Lesser says, nor of the deadly diseases that waste at noonday. Verse 7, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. The Living Bible says, the evil will not touch me. Moffat's translation says, the plague will never reach you. The Jerusalem Bible says, you yourself will remain unscathed. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. The New English Bible says, no disaster will befall you, no calamity will come upon your home. Knox translation says, there is no harm that can befall you. The Good News Translation says, no disaster will strike you, no violence will come near your home. The Fenton Translation says, so sickness will not approach you. Contagion, which means any contagious disease, will not enter your rest. Verse 11, for he will give his angels charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways. The New International Version says, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. The Living Bible says, for he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go. Verses 14 through 16, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name. He has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Notice it says long life, not long sickness, not long disease, not long death, but he is going to satisfy us with long life. Psalm 103, verses 2 through 5 from the New King James. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. The Jerusalem Bible says he forgives all your offenses and cures all your diseases. The Goodspeed Translation says, who heals all my sicknesses. The Basic English Translation says, he takes away all your diseases. Young's Translation says, who is healing all your diseases. Verses 4 through 5, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Amplified says, who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation with good, so that your youth renewed is like the eagles, strong, overcoming, and soaring. Psalm 107, verse 20 from the King James. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The New International Version says, he sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. The Fenton Translation says, he sent out his word and it healed, and from their corruptions it freed. The Moffat's Translation says, he sent his word to heal them and preserve their life. Psalm 118, verses 5 and 6, verse 14 and verse 17 from the King James. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Revised Standard Version says, out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Living Bible says, in my distress I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me and rescued me. The New International Version says, in my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered me by setting me free. Verse 6, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. Verse 14, the Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. The R.K. Harrison Translation says, the Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my rescuer. The Living Bible says, he is my strength and song in the heat of battle, and now he has given me the victory. Verse 17, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 2 and verses 5 through 8 from the New King James. Verse 1 tells us to keep His word. Then verse 2 says, "For the length of days and long life and peace they will add to you." Verses 5 through 8, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will bring health to your flesh and strength to your bones." The New International Version says, "This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones." The George Lamsa translation says, "It shall be healing to your flesh." The New American Bible says, "This will mean health for your flesh and vigor for your bones." The Basic English translation says, "This will give strength to your flesh and new life to your bones." The Charles Thompson translation says, "Then shall your body have health and your bones a cure." The Living Bible says, "Trust and reverence the Lord. When you do that, then you will be given renewed health and vitality." Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22 from the New King James. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." The Jerusalem Bible says, "They are life to those who grasp them, health for the entire body." The Living Bible says, "Let them penetrate deep within your heart, for they will mean real life for you and radiant health." The New International Version says, "For they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body." The New American Bible says, "To man's whole being they are health." The Lesser Translation says, "And to all his body a healing." The Rotherham Translation says, "To every part of one's flesh they bring healing." The Knox Translation says, "Let a man master them. They will bring life and healing to his whole being." Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18 from the King James Version. "There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health." The Basic English Translation says, "There are some whose uncontrolled talk is like the wounds of a sword, but the tongue of the wise makes one well again." Moffat's translation says, "A reckless tongue wounds like a sword, but there is healing power in thoughtful words." The Good News translation says, "Thoughtless words can wound as deeply as any sword, but wisely spoken words can heal." The New International Version says, "Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." The New King James Version says, "There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health." Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30 from the King James. "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones." The Living Bible says, "A relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life. Jealousy rots it away." The New International Version, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." The Jerusalem Bible says, "The life of the body is a tranquil heart, but envy is a cancer in the bones." The Amplified says, "A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body, but envy, jealousy, and wrath are like rottenness of the bones." Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4 from the King James. "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. The Living Bible says gentle words cause life and health. The New International Version says, the tongue that brings healing is a tree of life. The Knox Translation says, the tongue that speaks peaceably is a tree whose fruit gives life. The Amplified says, a gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30 from the New King James. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones healthy. The New International Version says, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. The Living Bible says, pleasant sights and good reports give happiness and health. The Knox Translation says, the eye that smiles, how it cheers the heart. Good news, how it lends vigor to a man's frame. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24 from the King James. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. The Amplified says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the mind and healing to the body. The New English Bible says, kind words are like dripping honey, sweetness on the tongue and health for the body. The Goodspeed Translation says, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the spirit and healthful to the body. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22 from the New King James. A merry heart does good like medicine. Young's translation says, a rejoicing heart does good to the body. The Rotherham says, a joyful heart works an excellent cure. The Knox translation says, a cheerful heart makes a quick recovery. The Amplified says, a happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing. The Fenton translation says, the best medicine is a cheerful heart. Moffat's translation says, a glad heart helps and heals. The Basic English translation says, a glad heart makes a healthy body. The Goodspeed translation says, a happy heart is a healing medicine. The good news, being cheerful keeps you healthy. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5 from the New King James, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. The Amplified says, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. The Lesser Translation says, but only our diseases did he bear himself, and our pains he carried, and through his bruises was healing granted to us. The Byington Translation says, but in fact it was our sicknesses he was carrying, our pains he was loaded with, and by his stripes we got healing. The Rotherham says, yet surely our sicknesses he carried, and as for our pains he bare the burden of them, and by his stripes there is healing for us. Moffat says, the blows that fell to him have brought us healing. The good news, we are healed by the punishment he suffered, made whole by the blows he received.